doesn't just love the Olympics. Some great stories always come out of the Olympics. Gary, you would know this. Gary D, he is our closet Cajun engineer.
Yes.
From Laviat. Why did the NHL decide they weren't going to send any pros to the Olympics this year?
I would like to know the real decision, but as far as I know, this was just a decision that was made by the NHL saying we're not going to send any of the athletes there.
I mean, when you and I grew up, you were forbidden to be a professional athlete to compete in the Olympics.
It was all amateurs.
Remember when America beat Russia, the Cinderella story? I think Howard Cosell was calling that game.
Was Al Michaels.
Al Michaels.
Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah. Al Michaels, that's right. During that game, I learned the word propitious, and I've used it constantly from that time.
Well, you got hair. You don't need propitious.
But that was a great story. And then I thought when they let the pros come in, I thought it really diminished the glamour. I have my dad's first cousin won the bronze medal in the Berlin Olympics in the hop, skip, and jump. Now, down outside of Lafayette, they have a racetrack that's just straight. The horses just run 1/4 mile straight, side by side, down these wood rails. And it's really exciting. And they let the kids just hang on the rails. So these horses are just flying by you. And my dad's cousin beat the horse and won $100. And they took the medal away from him because at that point he was a professional athlete.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Oh, no. You know, there was a lot of that type of racing that's been around for almost a century down there.
Roland Romero.
Wow. Gosh.
That's the closest I've ever been to Olympics.
Well, with all the new sports, new being 20 years, snowboarding and stuff, the face of the Olympics has kind of changed. It's all kinds of things we didn't grow up with. It's, it's been pretty exciting
extreme
to watch.
Extreme sport stuff. Yeah.
And it's such a new sport that Shaun White at 32 is like a really old man. And these kids, like Red Gerard, 17 years old, winning Olympic gold.
Chloe Kim, my new favorite crush. That girl.
17.
She's 17, but I tell you, and I just sit there and I go, I wish I could do that. Just one flip. But she's amazing and picks up the first gold for the U.S. too.
I don't get curly. I don't get it. And I got a son-in-law who's like Mr. Macho Man that moved to Minneapolis, and he says it's a lot of fun. They got like curling leagues all over the place. I don't get it.
So last night while I was making dinner at the house, I was watching a Korea and Japan semifinal curling match. And you have these really nice-looking ladies, but once they get down on the knee and they're getting ready to throw that stone, it's all business. I mean, stone face and all that, and the chatter back and forth, which was all in their native language. I thought I was watching a Star Wars movie because it sounded like Ewoks going back and forth. But I couldn't turn away. And then they went into overtime, and Korea wins by a point, and they play for the gold medal this afternoon, Britain versus Korea. I've already got it set. I'm going to watch.
Okay.
It's intense.
They put just a little bit of spin on, you know, they guide that thing right in. I watch it for a little while, and I thought, you know, I'll come back when the downhill's off.
It's the least flattering of the sports. I mean, you know, the other ones they've got on their great costume. You can see every muscle ripple and stuff, and all you see in curling is this little hands just going back and forth.
Sweeping the ice.
It's the sweep, yeah. Yeah. If I could find someone that could clean my house that way, I'd be happy too as well. But on that note, we made history. The United States men team, first ever gold medal in curling. They beat Sweden. Sweden was predicted to just
sweep it.
And the United States men's team, maybe the second or third round, but they end up winning gold first time in history.
And that was amazing. Just last night?
That was last night.
Well, women's cross country was the same. They weren't expected to place, right?
Two gals out of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And that's a grueling sport.
Yes. Oh, it looks horrible to watch. I mean, when you watch the skaters, you're like, oh, I wish I could do that. And the other ones, you're just like, oh, that looks really painful.
Yeah, that's a workout right there, I'll tell you that. And then we've got some great female skiers that have just carved the mountain up to pieces. I just love watching that grand slalom giant slalom downhill.
Michaela Schifrin, 22, man. Gold.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of the other skater. Wait. Famous skater. That's okay. No, I was actually focusing on this. Czechoslovakian Ester Ledecka, Alpine Super G. She's the first woman to win two gold medals in two different sports in the Winter Olympics. So she won the Alpine Super G in another skiing event. But no woman in the history of the Winter Olympics have won two golds. It's pretty amazing.
In two separate events.
In two separate events.
Very interesting. Yeah. Well, it sure has been enjoyable. Does it wrap up this weekend?
Yes,
the opening ceremonies. I don't know if they'll be live or taped, but they're on Sunday night here.
Closing ceremony.
I got that.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to talk about things you can get out and do here in the great state of Arizona when we get back in the second half of our 7 o'clock hour. One of the things is a nature festival that's coming up right in the Valley of the Sun. Y'all stay tuned. This is a great event. This is a family event. You've got to get on your calendars.